Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can dial in toll free to join us here and bring up whatever you want. I actually do have the phone screening software finally working. It took me half of the show, but we did finally get to that. So we'll bring your calls into the mix here in a moment. We've been talking with Matthias von Gutenberg here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in our remote studios up in the media room, as it is called, the LRN.FM media room, joined by a great audience here, one of whom appears to be sleeping in the back, and there are really comfortable couches here at Porkfest in the media room. So come on up and enjoy the fun. There's so much happening throughout the day, and you want to meet the people here, especially the people in the Bitcoin community. And Matthias, you are one of those folks. There's a cool, like, Bitcoin inflatable tent thing here. It's humongous. There's always people hanging out under that, and that's cool. And lots of speeches and panel discussions, family events, fun games for the kids, yoga, I mean, dancing lessons. There's so much to do here at Porkfest 2015. You can go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com to learn more about it. And Bitcoin, of course, is huge here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It seems like almost every vendor, I imagine there are some that don't yet take it, but it seems like most of the vendors take Bitcoin. And now, if you don't yet have Bitcoin, you can get some by going to expresscoin.com and use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. So again, coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Again, that's expresscoin.com. They've got an app, and again, don't forget coupon code FTL. Ian and Mark in the studio, Matthias von Gutenberg with us as well. And Matthias, you have begun telling us about the stages of libertarianism that you've been sort of researching or coming up with, and you gave a presentation about that today, going from sort of the idea, like a stage 0 to 10 libertarian, somebody who is frustrated with the way things are, they know something's wrong, they want something to be done about it, but they're not quite sure what, and there's not really any principle behind that.
Right.
Stage 10 to 20 was what, sort of like the minarchist libertarian, somebody who has a very small government viewpoint, like, well, let's, you know, get to the constitution-sized government kind of person.
Sure.
And then level 20 to 30 was going into full-on voluntarist mode, or anarchist, as you term you used, and to the understanding that if you have a small government, eventually that's going to get large. So why bother with that? Why not allow the marketplace to handle the various different services and products that people tend to look to governments to do? The market can do it better. So that's level 20 to 30 libertarian.
Sure.
And then we got to 30 to 40, which was
talking about agorism. So the best way to promote a kind of voluntarist lifestyle or society. I think there's plenty of strategies to choose from, and the great part of New Hampshire is that people specialize in what it is that they're good at and what they like to do. So there's social outreach, there's educational reform, there's political action, there's crypto work and Bitcoin outreach going on. There's, you know, we attack in all angles, right?
So are you saying that level 30 through 40 is only for people who are digging agorism, or
well,
for people who are taking action to try to change things?
Well, no, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, it was agorism as kind of the most efficient or the most effective choice out of all of those. No doubt a lot of them are effective in different ways. And, you know, the good thing about libertarians being different is that we have a division of labor and that we can combine these. But I guess in my opinion, looking at agorism, looking at the worldwide unregulated market, what economists call System D.
System D,
it's
right.
Enormous. It's absolutely gigantic.
Right. About two-thirds of transactions that occur in the world actually occur sort of below the government's radar.
Yeah, they're extra legal. Right.
And this is my single biggest indictment against agorism. Mm-hmm. If you get 66% of transactions on your side and you still don't win, the state still doesn't get crushed, yep, then exactly how is your system going to work?
So agorism, the principle of utilizing that kind of building those institutions is one thing, but the discovery, we can go into the next stage, so to speak, of what's the best way to do agorism? How can we do agorism in a connected global scene? How can we make it easy for people to be agorists?
All we've seen for agorism being done is an individual sort of offering their product or service without asking for permission. So a good example of that would be the Agora Cab in Manchester, where one guy, and he ended up kind of bringing other people in to assist, but this guy had a vision for giving people rides places without asking the government for permission. I would say, arguably, that has been the most successful agorist venture that we've seen here in New Hampshire, at least that I know about. There are obviously ones I don't know about who may be more successful. but, you know, there hasn't really been a whole lot. I mean, there are some. Like, there's people who cook for others without government permission on a fairly regular basis. There's a couple of clubs where that happens here.
Cleaning, contract work,
right.
Manual labor, property management.
But those things aren't, I mean, I've read, was it Tonkin's manifesto, New Libertarian Manifesto, where he talks about agorism and how he sees that it could overtake the state's services at some point. And, and so we're nowhere near that, right?
Correct.
Where right now, you know, the most we see for agorism is people selling weed and giving people rides and cleaning homes. I don't want to minimize those actions, but they're not really
anything
a threat.
Anything that doesn't give money to the government, I'm for.
No doubt about it. I mean, I will support agorism. Sure. I like agorism. I've never asked for a license to do this show. I don't jump through tax hoops for Free Talk Live. So, I mean, essentially, Free Talk Live is an agorist radio show in that way.
So the way that you make agorism work, then, is by we look at the next stage, where we look at the use of cryptographic tools.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm talking about as crypto-anarchy is this kind of realization of what the world will look like when these decentralized applications and this kind of decentralized software starts to obviate the state functions. Like when there's things
so like titles and contracts, things
like
that.
Money itself with Bitcoin, right? Mm-hmm. And so you'll find, I think it's not too long, you'll find these services being offered that directly compete with state monopolies, long-held monopolies. If money was not a long-held monopoly, things like law and security and judiciary work, some type of dispute resolution work, I think that will emerge through
from the crypto anarchy or the cryptography? Somehow?
Yep. Through the use of cryptography, through the use of Bitcoin and smart contracts, there will be a new type of legal order. And I could kind of go into the history of how these things happen over historical times.
I'd like to do that, but what seems like the most obvious rebuttal to that is the public school system. So the what we currently have is a system where everybody's required to pay into the government school system.
Sure.
You fund the worst school in a given geographic area because
give it the most money,
right? Because apparently we need to send poor kids to, but they're not poor; they're middle class kids, and you know their parents send them there anyway. But whatever, we need to have a place where the poorest kids can go to the worst school, rather than just sort of offering, some kind of means based scholarship or whatever it is that they like to do. But the vast majority of people send their kid to the government school because they've already had to pay for it. And so they wouldn't want to, and most people don't want to pay extra to send their kids to the better schools in town.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting they do or they need to.
Okay.
I mean, that's an industry that is already being immediately disrupted. But
that's the same with security. Why would I, I don't particularly need, I live in a town that has no police officer. I'm not going to hire a security agent.
Well,
except to protect me from the police officers.
True, but maybe that's maybe that's the wrong paradigm to think of it. I don't think people would be going and hiring kind of bodyguards or hiring, patrolmen to patrol their property or anything like that. I think it would be more like inclusion in a large club where there's kind of insurance at stake and so forth, and you're protected by, different types of networks. But I think what you touched on earlier as far as schooling is concerned, that's already being disrupted pretty heavily, I think. In fact, the arrival of massive open online courseware, MOOCs, I'm doing a course on Code Academy and HTML and CSS, so I'll be building my website in the next couple weeks after Porkfest. There's courses.
It hasn't really trickled down to the sort of the grade school. I don't know what the terminology is.
No, but think of every year the advancement in technology and how every year the kids are getting younger as they adopt it. Mm. So as this, I'm in my 20s, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of starting to study computer programming and study networking on the side and these things with YouTube here and Code Academy and Coursera there and whatever. And for the kids that are coming up in 5 years or in 10 years, my goodness, this is going to be either totally complementary to what they're doing doing in formal schooling, or it's going to completely have undermined and eliminated it.
Well,
I
love
it.
The vision.
I don't know.
I love the vision for the future, and looking forward to hearing about your website when it's actually available. I'm sure you'll be plugging it on the Rebel Love Show when you get the chance, which, of course, is on Tuesday nights at LRN.FM. It's actually going to be live from here tomorrow night. In fact, they're doing two shows from Porkfest. One will be a special edition later in the week, and then Tuesday's regular show. Matthias von Gutenberg, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Very good, sir. We'll continue on here in moments, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We're here at Porkfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of an awesome camping gathering for an entire week from Sunday to Sunday, the 21st through the 28th, here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground with what is now probably several hundred people in the campground. We're expecting at least 1,500 throughout the week. It's going to be a good time. It already is. We're here on night number two, and we'll be here every single night live with Free Talk Live for you, talking to some of the interesting folks that are actually here in, what is it, Lancaster? Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Near Lincoln.
That's the town. But it's Rogers Campgrounds where all the action happens, although it's certainly a good thing for Lancaster when we come here. There's a good boost to the local economy, local stores, of course, doing more business in this week than they likely do in a lot of the year. So
yeah, they know we're here.
It's an excellent event. Come on out at porkfest.com. Go and it's not too late to get here. You can always come up for a day pass kind of thing if you can't stay longer. But if you can stay longer, you should totally stay longer. And we'll continue talking to some of the folks involved here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But first, when you're online, you are likely not protected by default. Your own internet service provider is probably logging all of your surfing history. They're probably saving websites that you visit and the search terms that you might be entering into Google or whatever search engines you are using. And ProXPN can help protect you from that prying and spying. Even criminals might be wanting to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. Well, they can't do that very effectively at all, if at all, if you are encrypting your packets, if you're encrypting your data that you're sending. And that's what ProXPN does. They encrypt your internet connection, and you can go and get signed up for free at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, with a free account, you're going to be limited in some things, like you don't get unlimited bandwidth or servers around the world that you can connect to there like you do with their premium account. With their premium account, you can also privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. One account works for multiple devices, and proxpn.com/FTL is where you go, and you get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with our code FTL50. It breaks it down to about $5 a month. That's excellent protection for yourself for next to zero cost. It's so affordable. ProXPN, great service. Code FTL50 to get the deep discount of 50% off the regular monthly price. And again, that's on the annual account. That's valid for the lifetime of your account, no matter which account you choose. So go to proxpn.com/FTL with code FTL50 as we go to your calls and thoughts. And then our next guest waiting in the wings here in New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know if my phone's, even though my phone screening software shows the callers, it's taking a few seconds to actually bring you on. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark here and you're in Oklahoma. Hello, Alan.
Hi, guys. I was calling in to talk about the Oklahoma City bombing today.
Okay.
Was there a bombing today, or are you talking about the you're talking today about the bombing that occurred in Oklahoma
20
City
years ago.
Some time ago.
Yeah, the one 20 years ago where the FBI drove the bomb to the building.
Gotcha. The what? The FBI agent?
Yeah, that's right. The FBI agent. Believe it or not, about 2 years ago, me and my wife took it upon ourselves to infiltrate the community that was actually responsible for the bombing. As
the FBI?
Everybody knows, Terry Nichols, well, yeah, the FBI. No, Elohim City, which had an undercover FBI agent there at the time named Michael Shia. Well, the moral of the story is Terry Nichols obviously got the blame with McVeigh, and Terry Nichols was involved with McVeigh, like we all know. Well, what we don't know is that there were two trucks. There was a bomb that left Elohim City, and then there was the truck that Terry Nichols and McVeigh had prepared, okay? Which had tracking equipment on it via the feds. Now, I know this all sounds conspiracy-ridden, but I have videos and audios out of Elohim City from the people that conspired to do the bombing. I was working for the Southern Poverty Law Center at the time that I was in there, and once this information came available, the SPLC basically dumped me and my wife and left us out for the wolves to eat.
And, so why doesn't the Southern Poverty Law Center want this kind of, I mean, this is huge publicity if you have proof.
Oh, I have proof, and I mean, look, I can't get Alex Jones, I can't get anybody to talk about this, so you were my final stop right here, Free Talk Live. Why didn't the Southern Poverty Law Center want it out? That's an easy thing to explain. At the time, there were multiple informants in Elohim City, okay? We have Andreas Strassmeyer, the German, who everybody's heard about. You have Michael Brashear.
I don't remember any of them. I mean, I hardly remember the name Terry Nichols and Tim McVeigh. I mean, I know those names. I know Tim McVeigh and all that. But, I mean, it's been years since I've watched any conspiracy theory stuff about the Oklahoma City bombings. So, I mean, why now? You're 20 years later here, basically, from the actual incident. There have been a zillion theories put forth about a second guy and federal involvement. I mean, what new information are you claiming to bring to the table?
Well, what I'm bringing to the table is John Doe number 2 was, and this is not, again, this is not theory. I have video and audio to prove this. From James Ellison, the guy that conspired to bomb the building all the way back in 1983. This is audio coming from his mouth. That Timothy McVeigh and Michael Brashear left the community of Elohim City with the bomb that morning to bomb the Oklahoma City Murrah building.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I wish you the best of luck getting your information out there, and thanks for the call tonight, Alan. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I guess, you know, his best bet would be to go ahead and make another conspiracy video and try to market it among all the other zillion Oklahoma City conspiracy videos in the hope that you'll somehow convince people that the government is evil.
Well, I guess
I'm already convinced the government is
a website
evil.
With the facts, I guess. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of people who claim to have video proof that the, you know, the 9/11 buildings were done by the government or whatever.
You know, the little circle, the arrow pointing at that thing.
See, it's proof.
See?
It's on video.
See this thing flying out of here?
Yeah. So, Camille, welcome to Free Talk Live. You are on our third microphone here tonight.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You have a heavy accent. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from another part of the world, from Poland.
Welcome to New Hampshire. Is it your first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Yes, I'm welcome.
How does it feel coming from Europe and whatever the libertarian scene is over there into this?
Well, I think we have more freedom in Eastern Europe now. So,
really?
Yeah, it's some kind of being in communist country here.
It feels like you're in a communist country here, so it's actually, it feels less free here in the United States, here in New Hampshire specifically, than it does in Poland.
Maybe it is because I heard the speech of this worst mom, American
world's
mom.
World's worst mom.
Yeah. So maybe after this speech I have this mindset. But true is that the Eastern Europe have more free in this life free, like the government there don't steal your children. We don't have benefits. No food stamp. Imagine that.
There's got to be welfare in Poland.
No, we don't have welfare in Poland.
How do poor people that don't make it?
They work. Imagine this.
There you go.
They work.
Surely
they
there's
work.
Somebody who can't work, right? Like there's got to be somebody. What do they just get charity?
Yeah, we have charity, and they work as well.
Okay.
So
still working.
Come on. And of course, Poland is a very poor country. So because the economic freedom in Poland as I think worse.
I'd like to talk more about Poland here in moments. And
I have heard a lot of people who've come out of what used to be communist countries say that the United States has that look.
Stick with us, all right?
Okay.
We'll come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments from Porkfest 2015.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back. More Free Talk Live. Live from Porkfest 2015. Great event. Wonderful people, good time in the woods, the White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're here at Rogers Campground for the entire week. We'll be broadcasting live. This is night 2 of 7, so plenty more to cover, plenty more great guest speakers going to be coming in all throughout the week. So many different things that you can participate in, and I've got the official schedule just chock full of fun stuff for everybody from singles to couples to families. Older folks, kids. Let's see, tomorrow there's a puppet show, speaking of things for kids. And also the myths about Ayn Rand and objectivism, yoga practice with Stephanie Murphy, former co-host on Free Talk Live. She's here. There's also going to be a tour of the Lancaster area. So there's the folks from the North Country are going to be giving people tours up here. I think there was one of another area in the North Country yesterday. The Alt Expo has Nonviolent Communication 101. There's some sort of a seminar on building private broadband networks. So, I mean, there's stuff here for the tinkerers. There's stuff here for all kinds of interests outside of just liberty,
yep,
sort of tangentially related to
a lot of food, food-related stuff, people who want food freedom.
Yep. Tomorrow night is the cuddle party at 8 p.m. That, from what I understand, is a G-rated cuddle party, something that is open to anybody who is just wanting to cuddle, nothing more than that. There may be another tent for other things, but I don't think that's listed on the official schedule.
I bet it isn't.
There's a jury nullification game show going on tomorrow. State versus federal citizenship, occupying the Tea Party. These are all speeches or panels. There's a merengue dance class. Open mic is going to be happening. That's usually pretty popular. An 80s video game and dance party is happening. I'm just giving you some things that are jumping out at me as I'm rolling down the list here. I've given you maybe 10 to 20%, it seems like, of what's actually going on. There's so much happening here, and so many interesting people to meet and connect with and find out what their story is. And that's we've got Camille on the line here, or not on the line. He's sitting in the studio with us here. Normally, if you're in Poland, you're on the line with us. But in this case, you are actually here physically for your first time in New Hampshire. Camille from Poland, the Krakow area is where you live.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had one of your friends come out, Marek. He came out to visit New Hampshire, I don't know, last year at some point, and kind of told us about the movement.
In the winter.
Was it? Yeah, I guess so. He told us about the libertarian movement there, and I guess you guys have some stuff going on. What's some of the exciting stuff happening over there that our listeners might not be aware of?
You know, Poland, I think, is the one of the places where the libertarian mindset is very popular. Really?
And when you say very popular, I mean...
I think much more than in USA. When you will see the, you know, Google results, when where people write the Rothbard or Mises, the Poland is very popular place for this word.
Interesting. So what is it about Poland that's, you know, you think that the citizens, you know, are more into these ideas than they are here in the United States?
You know, Mrs. was born in Poland, and Menger as well.
Yep.
So all Austrian School of Economics is Hispanic Polish School of Economics, because it was, you know, a scholar from Spain, and more people who create this school was born in Poland. So maybe this is it.
Maybe it is.
What attracted you to come to New Hampshire, I mean, for this event? Why Porkfest? I mean, if things are so great, did you just want to see what it was like over here?
Yeah, I have many friends in New Hampshire, so I connect these two things, visit the friends and visit the Porkfest.
So what do you think of it so far?
Yeah, it's very good, very good. I was thinking that it will be a small party somewhere in the middle in the woods, and
it's a large party.
1,500 people here, so...
I would say not yet. I don't think that we're quite there at this point.
It's hard for the human mind to wrap itself around more than a few hundred.
Not all of the campsites are full. Yeah. You know, we're still waiting, I think. Probably midweek we'll probably start to get closer to that, maybe Thursday or Friday range.
It certainly tops out on Saturday.
It's certainly the biggest camping liberty gathering of its type, one of the biggest liberty gatherings just in general. And so I'm curious, you know, if should people be looking at Poland rather than Liberland? Obviously, Liberland has been making a lot of headlines recently. For those that don't know, Liberland is this plot of land, 3 square miles, 7 kilometers squared, in between Serbia and Croatia, that is supposedly sort of like unclaimed property, and now it's been claimed as this country, the sovereign nation known as Liberland. Very libertarian people are behind that. There's going to be, a presentation maybe this weekend by one of the supporters. Unfortunately, the president of Liberland was unable to make it. It was fairly short notice, so he wasn't able to make it this year. But hopefully next year, if he's not facing prison for getting arrested in Liberland for crossing into his own country by the Croatian police. Anyway, hopefully he'll be able to make it at some point in the future. But Camille, what's the status there? Have you been to Liberland? What's the awareness, and why should people move to Poland instead of Liberland?
I was in Croatia and Serbia, but I wasn't in Liberland. But
I hear you get arrested for trying to go there.
Yeah, but I know that Vít Jedlička will be on Freedom Fest in this year. So
he's going to Freedom Fest.
Yeah,
well,
we organized this trip for him, so
So he's going to Vegas, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Mark, you're going to be there for that.
Yeah.
Right. So, Jedlicka?
Jedlicka.
You brutalized his name.
All I can do is the best I can do.
Jedlicka?
Jedlicka.
Okay.
So, so Poland versus Liberland. Why stay in Poland as opposed to going to Liberland?
You know, Liberland is new country, yes?
Yeah.
We don't know in which direction it will be. Maybe it's end like Republic of Minerva.
Minerva,
yeah, this island somewhere in the world. But you know, the Poland 50 years ago was maybe 153 years ago started to be occupied by another country, mm-hmm. by Germans, by Russians. And mm-hmm. Polish people have hate to the government in blood.
Wow, okay.
So
their own government?
Yeah, okay. Because we have freedom... Maybe from 20 years. So, come on. We was been 200 years occupied by mm-hmm. Another forces, Germans and Russians. When you ask simple people at the street and you ask him who killed his father, his grandmothers or grandparents, they will say Germans or Russians. So it was very tough time, I don't know, 30 years ago in Poland.
Well, often what you find is that, you know, those same folks will say, well, but now we're ruled by Poland.
Yeah. No,
they don't say that? Okay. So why isn't Poland represented very well in the freedom of the, you know, these freedom of the world charts, the Heritage Foundation, the Fraser Institute puts out these economic freedom charts, and I don't recall Poland being in the top 20.
Because we borrow money.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because the USA borrow money from... Since, I don't know, 50 years, 100 years, we can borrow the money.
All U.S. So. Dollars are debt notes. That's why it says the Federal Reserve note. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, maybe the Poland is the cleaner, you know, shirt in the laundry. So.
Okay. So, but why is it that they, you know, why aren't they more economically free if the average Polish citizen wants freedom? Because I wouldn't claim that about the average American citizen.
You know, economic freedom in Poland is quite bad.
Okay.
You know, all the countries, our neighbors.
Is it more like social freedoms that you guys have as opposed to economic freedoms?
Yeah, we have social freedom, but economic freedom we have very horrible situation.
Is it very high taxes?
Yes, taxes and, you know, all the bureaucrat stuff that you must make when you won't pay these taxes.
They never end. The amount they want never ends. Camille, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it. Good luck out there in Poland. I hope it works out.
Thanks.
If not, there's always Liberland as a fallback. We've been really interested to watch what's been going on out there. And always love to hear about the Liberty Movement all around the world. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We got more coming up here in moments from Porkfest 2015.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back. More Free Talk Live now from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Pork Fest 2015. It's the 12th edition, and it's always a good time. Lots of people have come to join us in the studio here tonight. Thank you guys for taking time out of your night. There's always something else you could be doing. It's Pork Fest, so thanks for, again, spending your time with us.
How would you like to be able to have an app where you can contact people, app users, friends, family, neighbors who are in your immediate vicinity when you have an emergency? I mean, wouldn't that be awesome to be able to get people to respond to you? In many cases, they're going to be able to respond faster than emergency services like police and fire. I'm excited about Peacekeeper. They're running an Indiegogo campaign right now to get funded for their sort of Peacekeeper 2.0. They've tested their app out. They had some successes. They see some areas where they've got to fix things. Check it out by the Indiegogo campaign by going to pk.freetalklive.com. They've got offers there and things that you can do that you get by donating and that sort of thing. But this app, I think, is very important and could really be that big game changer for the way society is organized, because emergency services have always been the monopoly, really, of governments. Well, what if, you know, people right around you could respond? That's what they do sort of with volunteer fire departments. This is basically a volunteer emergency service for the nation or the world. PK.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're here at Porkfest. It's the 2015 edition. We've been doing these since 2007, and it's always a fun event to meet new people, new listeners of Free Talk Live, or meeting, they may be old listeners that we're meeting for the first time. And so it's always fun to do that from that aspect. Every now and then, there's something that happens on the campground that's particularly exciting. If you're just tuning in tonight,
You missed the conversation we had in the first hour of the show about the government revenue. The tax guys showed up today. They threatened, they wanted to threaten the entire Agra Alley or the entire Agra Valley, which are the different sites that are selling various things. They wanted to threaten every food vendor in there, but they were unsuccessful at actually getting past the first one because we had a huge crowd of activists with video cameras who swarmed those people, and we told them to get lost. We don't want you here. We don't want your services. Leave these people alone. And eventually they, after meeting with the owner of the campground, did leave the premises. I did talk to two. I don't think I mentioned this earlier in the show. I did talk to two vendors, two people who were selling food. And I want to talk to some more maybe tomorrow or something like that, but I wanted to see what happened sort of behind the scenes, because when the government goons were done talking with Crosby, the owner of the campground, they were in there for a half hour talking to him. The video, by the way, is on freekeen.com. You can go and you can watch that. But when they were done talking with him, they took off. And I heard a conversation with Crosby and one of the organizers of Porkfest where it sounded like he was going to go around and hand out government paperwork to all of the vendors. And I thought, well, that's not good. I want to know if that's actually what's happening. So I talked to two vendors. One of them said that Crosby did stop by, and when the vendor told him that he was fine as far as taxes are concerned, Crosby did not give him the paperwork. So I don't know whether that vendor is actually paying taxes, but he told Crosby that he was good and he didn't need the paperwork. So that was, you know, so having Crosby doing the enforcement was a way for him to kind of get the government goons
turns
out of
out
here.
There's not a single person here that needs to pay your taxes in the state of New Hampshire.
Right. I feel that's kind of the feeling.
You just made a mistake.
That's kind of the feeling I got from that conversation. I went down further down the row and I talked to somebody else who we had their delicious chili actually here tonight, and I talked to those folks, and they actually said Crosby never even talked to them. So apparently maybe Crosby gave up halfway through on his mission, or I don't know.
He's got things to do, there's no doubt, but by the way, it's Ian.
Maybe he promised that he would talk to them sometime this week. I mean, it certainly doesn't seem like he was in a big hurry to talk to everybody, so I feel like maybe we won't see those guys again this week.
Maybe, but I don't think that the state of New Hampshire or the Department of Revenue, especially after you've got those cameras in their face, are going to just decide to forget about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They may decide that it's a pain in the butt, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to forget. That doesn't mean who knows what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was years ago when they came, the Liquor Administration came and threatened people. They threatened a park owner over people selling alcohol without government permission slips. And that kind of went underground. There, you know, was no more open alcohol sales after that because I don't think people wanted to get busted for a felony charge or whatever it would be for selling alcohol without a permit. But there are still people, you know, from whom they would be willing to part with some sort of alcohol. It's just more of something you have to kind of find people on. It's not being advertised openly anymore. So I don't think we're going to see that same kind of change with the food vendors. I feel like the attitude of a lot of the vendors here is screw the government, screw the state, and that they're going to keep selling their food to willing buyers. In fact,
I agree. That's what they're going
to
do.
There were people actually who wanted to. Garrett Ian actually from Robin Hood of Keene was talking about maybe getting some prepared food or like getting a bag of chips, opening the bag of chips, pouring it onto a plate, and then selling it to me or somebody else right in front of the revenue administrators as they were walking out. Unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to put that one together, but I think that could have been a lot of fun. But really, it was really unique to watch the response to that, to watch how people reacted to the threat that was in their midst. They came together. They gathered around these people. They were shouting them down, talking at them, and telling them to go home.
They did not feel welcome. There's no doubt about it.
No,
and I suspect that they're just like they were just happy to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Figure out some way to we'll go back. We're going back to the office. We're going to figure out some other way to deal with these people.
Well,
plan A did not work.
Until they walked back to the office, I was prepared to continue on them as long as they were on the campground, and it looked like they were going to continue down the row. They had started trying to talk to the first person that was there, so it was thanks to the
by the way, who had a permit.
He's like one of those fry trucks that you see at the county fair.
I talked to him today, and he certainly has them. Yes.
Yeah, I would expect that he did.
He has them for several states. He does this for a living.
Right. Anyway, my point was that when the camp staff came out and sort of wrangled these guys back, that's what ended it. Had the campground staff not come out to drag them back and say, hey, you need to come back to the office and meet with the owner, and that's when they turned around and they went back into the office. They may have tried to go down each row after that, even with the angry crowd. I wonder how long they would have lasted if it was just the angry crowd, because it would have been difficult for them to even have a conversation with any of these vendors. I mean, I was going at them full bore. Garrett Ian was there. There were other people who were sniping in with comments at them. I wonder how long they would have lasted before they just threw up their arms in frustration and left.
In basketball, there's a thing called a pick, right, where you get in front of a player, you know, while they're coming along, and you prevent them their forward motion. What would these revenuers do in the case of there were enough people. There were totally enough people. There were dozens of people. In the case of just sort of a body of a wall of flesh, what could they have done?
I mean, charge them with something, I imagine. Get them arrested for obstructing government administration, perhaps.
Who? How? When?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I mean, I was trying to think.
And here, like the northbound jacks and the southbound jacks waiting for the police to come?
I don't know. I think you'd be more likely to get obstructing if you physically obstructed them, as opposed to if you just verbally, you know, kept talking to them. Like if their claim was, I couldn't have a conversation with the vendor because people were saying things too much and I could not hear the man, you know, mm-hmm. Like if that's their excuse, I don't know if that would fly as far as obstructing government administration. They would have to argue that the obstructing charge was more important than the freedom of speech.
And what about the government obstructing this vendor's ability to do business, right?
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
They have no evidence.
They're exempt from.
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, you know, like if everybody's trying to, you know, buy something from this vendor, and the vendor's not paying attention to the government agent at that point, like every time the government agent goes somewhere, somebody's like, hey, I need to get buy some of those things.
What obligation does a vendor have to even talk to these guys, right? They're just like any other government bureaucrat. They're just another investigator.
They're just another person.
Right. They come up to you and they say, excuse me, do you have your government permit? We need to know your license number.
Do they have guns?
You could just ignore them. I don't know if they were packing. They weren't openly carrying, yeah. But you can ignore them.
One of them did have a suit jacket on.
You're not under any obligation. You are not under any obligation. I'm not a lawyer, but this isn't legal advice, but it's my understanding you're under no obligation to talk to the police, and you certainly aren't under an obligation to talk to some revenue administrator who comes along asking invasive questions about your business. Who are you? And who do you think you are? Why do you think that you can tell me what to do? Why should I have to give you any information about me and what I'm doing? I don't have any respect for you. So
yeah, I just I would think that I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be able to give legal advice. I don't know whether you'd be obligated to talk to them or not.
Imagine that you would be. Why would you be obligated to talk to them?
They're
government bureaucrats.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to give me some
Once
sort of
you get the license, though, maybe there's, you know, provisions in the license. You must talk to our
officials,
well-pressed bureaucrats.
That could be true. But if you don't have a license, then you don't have those obligations. There's more coming up here tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. From Porkfest 2015.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.